The 4th of July, Independence Day.
Hi, Ben. The replica of the Hermione reaches New York Harbour on the 4th of July. I have to write an article about it and about the American National Day celebration for PI Mag, a French magazine. I know it was yesterday. What were you all doing?
Hi, Remy. On Independence Day, we celebrate the country's freedom from Britain in 1776. It's a day for parades, picnics, and fireworks. Yesterday was awesome. It started with a parade at about 10 a.m. Bands were marching and playing music. Majorettes were throwing their sticks in the air. Everybody was wearing red, white, and blue clothes, the colors of the Stars and Stripes. But the guest star of the day was the tall ship, the Hermione. She was coming back to New York Harbor after 235 years. She opened the Lafayette Parade at 11 o'clock under the Verrazano Bridge. People on boats were cheering as she passed in front of the Statue of Liberty. How spectacular! The Hermione is the symbol of the relationship between the United States and France.
I am honoured to join in celebrating the enduring friendship and solidarity that bind our nations together. To the crew of the Hermione, I wish fair winds. Bon voyage, Barack Obama said.
Large crowds were celebrating the nation's birthday everywhere. People felt proud of their country. Families got together to share barbecues. They brought their picnics or bought hamburgers, hot dogs, ice cream, snow cones, soda, and watermelon from food trucks. Kids joined in various fun activities like face painting, balloon art. It was live entertainment for people of all ages. Men and women were playing bingo, baseball, and a lot of other activities, which were free and open to the public. How brilliant! At dusk, the celebration didn't stop. It went on with two magnificent firework demonstrations launched over the bay at 9:20 p.m. What a show!